Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the third chapter at the second verse. In the 15th year of the reign of the emperor, Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was the ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around Jordan, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths lo, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. When you think about it, John the Baptist is probably one of the most curious, and enigmatic figures in all of Scripture. He sort of stands out. And we don't know a heck of a lot about him, but we do know that the evangelists who wrote the Gospels took John's work very seriously, and they gave him a prominent role in the early life and ministry of Jesus Christ. And what we learn about John, well, it's pretty consistent from one gospel to the next. And we see the whole story unfold right here in the Gospel of Luke. In fact, Luke tells us more about John the Baptist than any other place in the Bible. Only in Luke do we learn that John was the son of a priest, Zechariah, and his wife, Elizabeth. And that Elizabeth turns out, coincidentally, to be the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And at John's birth, his father Zechariah utters a prophecy proclaiming that his son would be called prophet of the Most High. His child would herald the coming of the Messiah who brings salvation and forgiveness of sins. After John's birth, well, we don't hear from him for a while until one day he emerges from the wilderness, preaching a baptism of forgiveness of sin. Scripture tells us multitudes came out from Jerusalem. They wanted to hear him speak, but they received a pretty unlikely welcome. John denounces them as a brood of vipers, and he calls upon them to repent their sin and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. And so the people debated the identity of John and his mission. What is this guy up to anyway? Who is he? Jesus appears and he also asks John to baptize him. John tells the people he saw the Spirit of God descend upon Jesus and that Jesus is the long-awaited Son of God, the Messiah. And then the last thing we hear about John is that he is imprisoned by Herod, who at the request of his wife Herodias has John executed. From the beginning of his life to his death, one theme is raised up again and again by both the Bible and by John himself. He has a role, he has a part to play. And it is to announce the coming of the Messiah in the person of Jesus Christ. He's described as the voice in the wilderness who proclaims the coming of the salvation of God. Traditionally, on this second Sunday of Advent, the person and ministry and message of John the Baptist are proclaimed to challenge us to renew our baptismal vows and open our lives, ourselves, to the coming of Jesus Christ. So if we were to summarize the life of John or distill his message down to its essence, the one word that comes again and again is that of prepare. John came to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. Today we use John to cause us to prepare. We use John to cause us to prepare our lives for the coming of Christ. That's what we're talking about. The word prepare is written all over this day. This theme of preparation unfolds in many different ways. In the Lutheran Church, it's our custom to remember and recognize the contribution of many individuals for their work on the church, within the church. And I will remind you that on December 11th, a few days from now, the life of Lars Olsen Skrefrud, a 19th century missionary to India, is often recalled. Well, when I say that, I'm certain in your mind you're saying to yourself, who is this Lars Olsen Skrefrud? Well, obviously, he's not a familiar name to us. He's not one of those numbered among remembered saints of the church. But his life is a very interesting story, and I want to tell you that. He was born, with a name like Skrefrud, where do you think he was born? Norway, of course. He was born in Norway in 1840. So 200 years ago about almost. Well, it's getting up there. At the age of 19, what did he do? He robbed a bank. And he was sent to prison. Sort of a shaky starting, wouldn't you say? But in prison, he began to read religious books. And there was a pastor who visited him. And that pastor came to prison. He revived Skefrut's desire to become a pastor. And eventually, Lars Olsen was released from prison. He went back to school, was ordained, became a missionary in northern India. There, among the Santal people, he helped them develop a written language, translated the Gospels, the catechisms, and hymns into their language. And guess what? The Christian community he founded back in the 1800s in India continues to flourish to this day. So we mentioned Lars Olsen for one particular reason. And the reason is, he's the epitome of one who took seriously what it means to be a John the Baptist in his own time and in his own place. And he did that. First he repented, then he sought forgiveness for himself, then he turned around his personal life, and that's what Jesus calls all of us to do. And secondly, he took up the ministry and he prepared the way for others to come to Christ, just as John did and just as we're supposed to do. Now, you know, a question certainly could be asked, and that question is, well, how do we respond to the call of John for repentance and preparation to receive Christ ourselves? And most of us would probably respond in one of two ways. First, we might say, we've already received Christ, so why should we prepare anymore? Or secondly, we might think that the coming of Christ requires no preparation at all in any event. Can't we just believe and let it go at that? Well, my response to these questions will come to you from an unusual source, not your typical Sunday morning sermon source. I read a book titled The Creative Habit, and I encourage you all to read it, of course. Learn it, use it for life. Learn it and use it for life by Twyla Tharp. Have you ever heard of Twyla Tharp? Tharp is one of America's greatest dance choreographers. She lives and works in New York City. And though her dance company has performed with ballet troupes all around the world. Well, in her book, Tharp addresses the issue of what to do when you find yourself at a creative dead end. When you think you're in a rut, when you think you're treading water, when you're going no place, nothing is getting done. Now, on the surface of things, a choreographer addressing the problem of a creative dead end must seem miles away, removed from John the Baptist and his call for us to prepare for the coming of Christ. But I want to make a point and argue some. I would argue that hitting the wall creatively and being in a spiritual rut where we're really going nowhere have important similarities. In both cases, we are called to respond. We're called to change, whether we don't think we can do it or we just won't do it. And what Tharp talks about, she talks about the need in ourselves for preparation, getting ready, moving ourselves along. Tharp says it is obvious a dancer needs preparation before a recital or a concert. And she adds this, I don't know any virtuosos who would take the stage without preparation and practice. Well, that makes sense. Now, sometimes, here's the connection. Sometimes as Christians, we think, oh, we can just sort of lay off the practice of our faith. And we think we can lay off the practice of our faith for weeks or months or sometimes years at a time. And then one day simply stand up, come back, find our spiritual self as we left it, and go at it. Today, however, John the Baptist reminds us that the spiritual side of our life is like the physical side. And in both cases, we need practice. We need preparation. We need to get ourselves going. John the Baptist today, in his words, calls you back to your own spiritual preparation this Advent. He calls you to think deeply about your life, what you're up to, where you're going, what you're doing, and then to repent and change your ways so that Christ will be welcomed and that he can lead you in a new direction. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.